Pressure and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nurture and Support Snark Week recap Snarkfest of Damn Sharks, which just aired on the Sci-Fi Channel. I am Mel at Karmic9.
Hi everybody, I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter. And for this Nurture and Support, we have a couple of very awesome guests. One many of you should be very familiar with, our good friend Jeans. Jeans, you want to fill people in on your Twitter handle and such?
Yep, I'm YEUNGJANS on Twitter. First part confuses everybody.
I spell mine much better, much quicker than you do. Years of practice. And also with us, we have Heather Gilbert. Heather, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hi, everyone. How are you? I don't have the cool banner, but it's me.
we wanted to see how it goes. If Heather's successful this show, next show she gets a banner. But, you know, first time we're not – those take money, you know.
Yeah. I got to work my way up the ladder. So
that's right.
I understand. It's all good.
We appreciate that. How very Tanner of me.
So, right?
But Heather has a fairly unique Twitter handle in that it is Heather Gilbert with an underscore, a trailing underscore. So,
yeah.
Have you talked to whoever happens to have Heather Gilbert to see if they would let it go?
Well, I've kind of have and I haven't. What it sounds like happened is that one of those companies that just buys Twitter handles literally just bought that name as a fake follow thing. So every time I've tried to contact them, it just becomes like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's
corporate,
not a paper
runner
trail. Yes, it's just stupid. And then the other weird thing is there's a separate, completely unrelated Twitter handle that's attached to my primary email address, and it's the same situation. So I had to create, so for Twitter, one of the reasons it took me so long to join Twitter, I had to recreate a completely new email address even to be me with an underscore. So that's the very boring but sadly true story as to why I'm Heather Gilbert underscore. It's because the email and the username were both stolen from me. So,
aww.
Yay! What do you do? I don't know. Just that.
Yes, you attack an underscore on the end and move on.
Right.
That's about all.
It is what it is. It's fine. I made it eventually, so.
Yes, that's what's important, is that you join the wonderful world of Twitter. Because
and
we're not
so
crazy.
Far, so good. No, everyone's totally normal.
Yeah, always helpful and constructive. That's what I love about Twitter.
Oh, yes. So nice. Yeah, so nice.
Place.
I loved everyone who said my acting was terrible. Thanks, guys.
So speaking of that, not the bad acting, but the, one of the places that we came across Heather first was in Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
That's right.
And she played Jane, who was the sidekick, much maligned sidekick of Laura Dale's character, and that was filmed in Bulgaria.
It was Sofia, Bulgaria, and then about 30 minutes outside of there in this beautiful wooded area, because of course nowhere in America has woods that you can film in. Right. So Bulgaria.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun. They flew me out. I stayed in two hotels for 3 weeks. I got to hang out with Robert Englund and Nancy Butler and a bunch of great, wonderful up and coming actresses. And it was just a wonderful time. I had fun. I hope y'all had fun watching it. Because we had a blast making it, so.
Yeah. Well, Mel will.
I will.
Yeah, Mel.
I will. I know. I failed. I failed my homework assignment, everyone. I'm sorry.
One job, Mel.
I know. Yeah, fail. That's me.
Okay.
Before we get kind of cranking into to Damn Sharks, did want to kind of underscore the special bond we have with Heather, because Laura Dale, when we had our first tournament of recommendations, actually Laura Dale is a very pleasant person Facebook group, defeated
Yay!
Mike Tyson Mysteries to become the number one recommendation on Nurture and Support for our first 100 episodes.
I'm so glad, because she is. She's a very pleasant person. She's one of my better friends from the film. Well, Mel, you haven't seen it yet, so spoiler alert.
I've
sorry.
Seen clips. I've seen clips, though. Very important clips.
But Laura plays, like, the big-ass sorority bitch on the scene, and I'm very much, like, the odd duck out, so she has no patience for me whatsoever. But in real life, she's wonderful. I love her. I'm thrilled that she has this honor. It's great.
Yeah. It was a surprise to us that it was.
we liked it. We thought it was a cute little page, but every round it kept progressing. It was like, really?
This that one?
Very, but it's great. She spoke to the people.
The power of Laura compels us all. It just does.
Okay. The power of Laura. That's a that might be a new Facebook group, but anyway, it can compete. It can compete later.
It's a good hashtag.
Someday, the power of Laura.
All right, let's get into it.
Damn sharks!
Let's do a lightning round. I would love to hear, and we'll start with you, Jeans. Well, top line reactions. What'd you think of the movie overall?
I liked it.
Okay, thanks. What did you like? What did you like most about it, Jeans?
The odd little bits were, like, they would prepare for things. Like, when London was preparing to, I don't know, he was changing his clothes, and they would do all these little short shots of him, like he was, I don't know, going to go kill bears or something. And as it turns out, he's just, like, putting on a wetsuit. It was just, I don't know.
It was definitely clever. So, Heather?
Oh, so fun. I mean, it was just fun from beginning to end. The one thing they never explained was how the sharks got into fresh water, but at the end, I didn't care. It was just fun.
So did I miss the part where they decided that human body parts were an appropriate dam building?
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
How did I miss, because it seems like, I don't know, if there was something else in abundant supply in that area, like, I don't know, wood?
Right?
They could use versus body parts?
Because, you know, flesh doesn't decay over time or is porous or...
Human speckle.
Yes. And it's very decorative.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
There's a great band name.
The color.
Human speckle goes to Jeans for the Road.
That's the new group. That's the hashtag. Right.
So Mel, your kind of top line thoughts?
I liked it. It was very enjoyable. I liked all that stop motion ripping Velcro. That was quite entertaining, and it had a lot of quotables in it. And aliens references, which is always a win in my book. So there you go.
So let's do that. Because this was chocked full of references.
Yeah.
Including to themselves. I think somebody did say they learned about something on Sharknado Week.
Yes.
I believe I heard that.
It was. I think I wrote like two references. There was the Sharknado Week, and then the second one was like, oh, this is it's like watching a bad movie or something. There was
something like that.
But
totally.
obviously, another movie that was tapped fairly heavily was Jaws.
Yep.
And
right.
I believe as I was watching the Twitter stream very early on, someone sussed out that we were going to see some things. Jean, do you want to share your sleuthing on how you came to that conclusion?
No, I just figured Smile, You Son of a Bitch was going to be in there, and sure enough, like a half an hour later, bam!
So they had Smile, You Son of a Bitch from Jaws. They had... I loved it at the end when Kenny hit the raft with the arrow, and he looked over and he's like, I'm sorry, they got us, which was the Sean Connery quote from
Indiana Jones,
right. The Last Crusade. What were the alien references or quotes, Mel?
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask me for references, man. I was tweeting. I was tweeting. You should be proud of me. I was tweeting.
Yes, you were.
Notes. There were several there at the end when the shark's pulling the raft, an oblique reference to, you know, the whole aliens quote of them being stupid animals. They kind of referenced that. And then there was another one right after that. I don't remember.
Game over, man.
Game over was one, there was another one too. And of course, you know, anything that vaguely reminds me of aliens gets a thumbs up. So
we had aliens, Jaws, Indiana Jones, I was trying to think if there's anything else, but they weren't really forced and self-referential like Sharknado mentioned, but pretty good.
Well, of course, in the Kenny reference.
Right, they killed Kenny.
They killed
you, bastards.
8,000, and I was one of the 8,000. Oh my God, they killed Kenny. But I had it queued up, ready to go, because I knew Kenny was.
Anyone who wears himself on his T-shirt has to go. I don't. They just do. They just do.
Absolutely.
So, to not startle anyone further, but now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around, I'm going to start with you again, Jeans, and ask you for your favorite character from the movie, and perhaps a couple reasons why.
I'm going to have to go with Kenny. I'm sorry.
Now, was that throughout the movie, or did you warm to Kenny by the end of the movie?
He just such an idiot. I love him. He's just all like, he's got a shirt of his, you know, of his face from when he was chunky, and he's got that bandana happening, and I couldn't help it. It was adorable and ridiculous. And
sunglasses over sunglasses, which
exactly.
is nice.
Exactly.
That was the best.
Right? That shirt, though, it killed me. Absolutely.
So I'm assuming that was like the kind of Apple deformation thing. You can get the different filters because that was a beefy Kenny. He was a big boy.
It was.
Mel, how about you?
Well, I have to say Kenny has to be a favorite, but I'm going to be different and go with John, who I think they referred to as a misanthrope idealist. I identify with that title. So I had to go with John.
Is that the bean dip boyfriend? That
yeah.
Okay. Well, you're just full of hashtags.
The one who lives. Mine lives, Jeans. Mine lives.
He does. I'm just like, you're gonna compare yourself to like Mexican bean dip from the grocery store, really?
No.
John, you do better than that? Come on, man.
No. Misanthrope idealist. I think that fits me pretty good. I'm going with that one.
That's a good one.
Is that going to be the new Twitter bio?
You know, I should change it right now.
Okay, Heather, how about you?
Carl, y'all. How could you forget Carl? Love me some Carl. Played beautifully by Robert Craighead. Sorry, I did write his name down. Yes, Robert Craighead. He's the one to watch. He was great. I loved him the moment he was in those little wetsuit trousers all the way to his untimely death. Beautiful.
Untimely death.
Beautiful man.
Pants, yeah.
Yes!
And his floating corpse at the end.
Aww.
Yeah. Did it float? I thought it was dragged down.
Well, yeah, it was floating, you know, drifting through the warm, chunky water.
His hat lives. Actually, another Indiana Jones reference, I guess. The hat lives on.
Mm,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with Heather.
I was ready for you to cry.
I was because he was so close. He almost made it
so
up.
So close.
And it was just every, you know, it was like just, you know, wonderful. Every time the guy spoke, it was just this wonderful series of talking. He was just hilarious all the way through there, and totally loved him. And I began to express my strong Carl support early in the movie, and the actor actually did tweet me back thanking me for the support.
Oh, good. So,
which was better than a restraining order.
Great. It's true.
But like a lot of sci-fi movies, the cast was pretty active. Kenny and Carl, in particular, were very active. I didn't know if I saw a lot of the other.
I think Matt Mercer was live tweeting a bit too. He's the one who plays the misanthrope that Miss Jeans likes, I believe. Mel's. Yeah. Sorry, because the names are popping up back and forth on the.
The one that lived. Right.
Right.
He lived, exactly.
I want to be
Dip.
Chose wisely.
Yeah, but it was fun. So, any thoughts on the very short romance between? So, and I guess this is another thing to mention. Go, Heather, go.
Yeah, I guess I feel bad that I mentioned Carl was my favorite character because I went to school with the actress Kathy Borders, who played Jolene, but she dies. Really.
She has such a nice smile on her face.
She dies. No, I feel terrible. It was so funny, though, because they're, like, they're doing the walk over the bridge, and then, well, my first thought is, once Jorge got eaten, I was like, great, you took away your one minority character. Good job, sci-fi. But then the other two went so quickly afterwards, I forgave them. It was fine.
It was pretty deep in the movie. Jorge was with us until the last
quarter, so that's
pretty good.
It was pretty good, I guess. But yeah, but poor Cabby, like, she, you know, her arm gets chopped off, she has her scream, and then down she goes.
Yeah.
And you know, she had to do most of the movie with just the sports bra, so kudos to that, because her abs look great. Looking good, girl. Yeah. There's always one.
Had two movies in a row with outstanding abs. So this is
right.
So I think this is their new theme that they're running through.
Hey, strong girls. I'm all for that. At least they're healthy. You know.
So that just boy, that's bleak.
I'm just saying, the ones who leave their shirts on usually live to the end. You know.
There's a lesson there.
Right.
I'm going to have to reflect on that.
Yeah, you do that. I'll just have my tea. Yeah.
So another movie reference there I didn't realize when they were crossing at the end right before we lost them.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King.
Yes!
Because you had the three, Timon, Pumbaa, and Simba.
Oh,
there you go.
That's right. Well, it is the circle of life. It just moves us all off the cliff.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed that one of them was going to make it off of that tree.
I did too. That was kind of a surprise. Those three were actually surprise deaths to me. I don't know. They had such a clear shot of making it. The sharks just jumped so high.
They all had a clear shot. They were on a river. There's a river bank not that far on either side. I just was like, get out of the river.
Anyone think, hey, I have some salt. What if we just, because. I don't know. They're sharks.
I thought salt worked on slugs. Does it work on sharks too?
Well, I'm an actor, not a scientist.
In the sci-fi world, it quite likely could work on sharks that are swimming in a freshwater river, building dams out of human corpses.
I'm just saying,
salt
anything
works
goes
for me.
So Mel, if you were to build something out of human corpses, what would you build?
I would try to recreate the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Hmm.
I like it.
Interesting choice.
Yes.
Jeans.
I'm going to go with the throne from Game of Thrones.
Oh, good choice.
Huh. Pretty good.
Kelly?
Crap, I wanted to go to Heather so I could spend a little more time to think of it.
Come on, Kelly.
I would do the world's worst slip and slide.
Oh. That's nasty.
So Heather, you've had time just to think about it. If you were to build something out of human corpses, what would you build?
I think I'd donate them to medical schools because they're in short supply.
Oh, how very civic-minded of you.
Sorry. I don't know, I guess.
This show will now be called Heather and the Serial Killers.
Yeah, we all kind of came up with it pretty quick. That's what I do. I got a blueprint right here.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of some, like, clever New York. Oh, well, I'm from Orlando. You know, they're always building new animatronics. Just, you know, use flesh props.
Meat puppets.
There you go.
There you
right?
go.
That's a thing. How'd I do? Was that good?
I like
yes.
it. I like it. It would be
all I got.
A vast improvement to It's a Small World ride, I tell you there.
And that's already creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of the little teacup one.
Oh, so you could just throw up onto dead bodies?
Right.
Spinning yeah.
it. Put
spinning
pieces
in a body.
In each little teacup. It holds them and kind of has a centrifuge motion, you know?
They can go
very
back.
Nice.
Absolutely.
The blood could be the lubricant to keep the motors running.
Right. Yeah. Wow. This is like fanfic, y'all.
I'm never going to be in a Disney movie after this.
I don't know. This could be a whole new podcast of things to build out of corpses.
I'm thinking we could go with this for a while.
Yeah.
By the way, I love the TARDIS mug.
Oh, it. Thank you. Yes. Little TARDIS right here.
Yay.
Yeah, I got something going on, but I figured the tea in a TARDIS mug should, you know, reverse the polarity of the neutron flow. So,
perfect.
Go from there.
Yeah, so, yeah, and we do appreciate Heather joining us because she is a little bit under the weather. But I was kind of going with, you know, Mel let us down. She was really sick one show. We kept hoping that if she was to succumb on air, that would be good for viewership.
Well, there you go.
And but you look like you're holding up pretty good, Heather, huh?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, trying to be a pro. I got you guys.
I disappointed him, or I would end up as part of that slip and slide, I guess.
That's right.
It's been plotting this for a while, I think.
Damn. You know,
wheels within wheels. That's the way it goes. So I'd like to talk about Tanner a little bit, if we could. What's the deal with all the small hands hate that's going on in this world today?
Creepily small hands.
Right. That was one of my favorite comebacks for him, actually. I liked that bit.
That was good.
Yeah. I guess it goes back to small hands equals small other things for guys.
Small gloves.
Small gloves, yeah.
Small gloves.
Yeah. So embarrassing. Absolutely. To go to Sporting Goods and ask for a child's size glove. You all right, Gene?
I'm good.
Good.
I was waiting for him to start the debate. And I've got big hands. And just kind of a recreation of a recent debate.
I gotta tell you, it's just nice to see that Jason London's still acting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because I was trying to think of...
I think a couple of these now, hasn't he?
He's been
likewise. Yeah.
I know he did the second Dracula movie, the one that was the direct-to-video of Dracula 2000.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I've seen him in, which is horribly embarrassing. And then I unfortunately get him confused with his brother a lot, the guy who's in Mallrats, Jeremy London. But yeah, it was nice to see his face. I was like, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Keep on plugging.
And we knew that he would die eventually.
Oh, he had to. He had to.
Because of his creepily small hands.
Yeah.
They must not survive.
So bad.
I don't know what to say. So
humiliating.
Yeah, poor guy. But he actually started so he was obviously not a particularly likable guy.
Yeah.
they pretty much established that. But I don't know, towards the end when he was like, you know, plotting the memorial and what he was going to do and asking what were their names again? He's trying to come up with the names.
Island was the last sci-fi one that he was in.
Okay. Island. Was that from last year during Sharknado Week?
I was going to say, I remember it. It was, yeah, I remember him being in a sci-fi one fairly recently. Yeah, Shark Island from 2015. So
he clearly has experience with shark movies.
Yeah.
There you go. Special skill set.
Is he listed as man with creepily small hands in the
cast? He should be.
He's an actor, Kelly.
Oh, he
can act like he has larger hands.
Oh, of course. What was I thinking?
He could have had like fake hands, you know, like somebody off screen just going like.
Right. He has a like hand double.
A little tiny Deadpool hand when it's like that. This is great. Doll hand.
One of the best parts of the movie.
Am I crazy? Sorry. All right. I love that movie.
Oh, so who had a chance to see Atomic Shark before last night? No, Heather did.
Oh, yeah. Last
night. No, just, yeah, I mean, who has seen, that was poorly worded. Who has seen Atomic Shark?
I saw it.
I didn't get to, sorry.
So between these two guys, what do you think? About both good, different ways, have one that's a little bit of a favorite?
I got to give Atomic Shark a little bit higher rating, personally. It was just... Yeah, I don't know. It's so fun.
Yeah. They both have been, you know, it's a strong start. I've really enjoyed the first two.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Griff first, who is your cousin, Heather?
Yeah, he's my second cousin.
So
his dad and my dad are first cousins, so it's that line. And there is a character in Atomic Shark named after my grandmother who is dead, and this character dies, so I don't really know how I feel about that, but I know, right? I'm like, I haven't had the balls to ask him what was up with that, but it's fine. I liked Atomic Shark. I think they're really different movies, though. I felt like Atomic Shark was trying to be a little bit more serious, if that's even a way to say it. I thought the way it was shot was a little bit grittier. I thought in general, although both were had a pretty high death count, I felt Atomic Shark's gore level was higher. And I don't know, the stakes seemed a little higher in Atomic Shark too, because it was about the nuclear explosion and they're trying to save the world, whereas this was just a corporate retreat. I mean, really, we're trying to just save Mr. Bean Dip guy and Katniss.
We're pretty much okay if they're all gone. No big loss there.
Yeah. I felt this one was more lighthearted and just it had a different tone. Both good for different reasons. That's what I'll say.
You just can't beat that mushroom cloud at the end of the time.
I know, right? It was epic. The shark being on fire and then like swimming through the woods. I mean, that was great.
Yes.
Good job, cousin. That was awesome.
And it just, threw science way out the window. We think sharks in a river in the wilderness is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Atomic Shark was moving all out. If you're going to go that far, go all the way.
All the way. And they did. And I appreciate that. They literally did not care. So it was great.
Yeah. There was also a very good music score in Atomic Shark.
Which I think is by my other cousin, his brother, Nathan. I think that's Nathan. It's a family affair. Very. But Nathan First is a composer, and I believe most of that was his music.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
I really appreciated the music in Atomic Shark. It really...
Well, there was the bit with the light where it was like, music score! It's done. I'm not recreating it well, but yeah, there was great music cues.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. As was this. Damn Shark. Damn Sharks. Damn.
So, Kelly, you asked the question.
Yeah, what'd you think? Which was your favorite, and why?
Did he freeze?
I think he's frozen.
Oh, no.
It's his hangout.
He's coming back.
Now there's
come
two.
Come back. Kelly.
There's two of you.
There he is.
Kelly, come through.
So did you miss me?
We did,
eventually.
We're not sure exactly where you left, but yeah.
Best, like, frozen face. Oh, it's gone now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You booted yourself from your own hangout.
Yeah, I just I had nothing else to add, so I left. I just got the aw snap, the Google Chrome aw snap. So now it's still broadcasting, so that's good. So you guys didn't talk about me when I was gone, did you?
Not at all.
Only to
answer your own question.
Yeah, that was all. We want to know your opinion on Atomic Shark versus Dam Sharks.
Yeah, so I like them both. I really enjoyed them quite a bit. I really enjoyed Griff last night being highly interactive with the group, which really added a lot to it. Eileen, actually just slightly, and it's really close, I lean a little slightly to tonight's. Because there were just kind of multiple really, really fun characters with Kenny and Carl, and I always kind of like the fun characters are pretty good. But they're both movies were, I know we always kind of tease about these being silly and stupid and a little loose on the science stuff, but there are lots of...
A little.
Close enough to call it sciencing instead of science, yeah.
Or even science.
But clever. They're just clever moments with the working in of quotes. I thought pretty elegantly in this one. They just like jam them in. It wasn't too forced. I thought it was pretty funny. I just was dying last night in Atomic Shark with what they were doing with the score. From time to time, because there's kind of a big scene at the end where is she gonna light and blow up the boat? She's got this lighter, and the girl's blowing the lighter out, and the music crescendos up, and every time she blows it out, it stops, and then it builds up again, and it stops. It's just little touches like that were nice.
But you missed Heather recreating that. very briefly.
Well, which is okay. I don't need to do it again. It's fine.
I'll be able to watch it on review.
You'll watch it back. Yeah.
Assuming we get this. And I did hit start broadcast, which is sometimes a challenge for me.
Uh-oh.
It does show live. I've been watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been bad because we would have had to do this all over again. Good. All right. Any other thoughts about the movie you'd like to kind of tackle off for today?
I'm hoping we get a sequel next year.
With more human spackle. I need more human spackle.
Yes. And my burning question has still not been answered.
Oh.
What happened to the beavers? I'm very worried about the beavers, y'all. Okay.
I feel like the beavers were subtext. I don't feel like
they mentioned the beavers at the beginning of the movie.
So
What did they say, they were gone? Well, because that was Kate's whole reason for being involved in the movie in the first place. She's like, hey, boyfriend, go down there and see if there's any beavers left, because we haven't seen them for a while.
Right.
And then we just never saw them again.
Right.
Or ever. I don't think we ever saw a beaver.
We never saw the beavers. I'm worried about the beavers. I am. So next year, I expect this question to be answered, everyone. What happened?
The beavers.
The beavers. I saw someone, and I'm sorry I didn't take notes, someone on Twitter had theorized that the beavers were going to come raging back and save them all from the sharks. And I was
that would have been awesome.
That would be cool.
I'd like to point out that Kelly theorized that the sharks were being mind controlled by beavers.
Yes. And I stand by that theory.
By the zombie beavers, perhaps?
Zombie psychic beavers.
I'm thinking that could work.
For the win.
I'm thinking that could work. Sequel.
There you go.
There you go.
Zombie beavers would absolutely. They would go for that in a second. So.
Yeah.
Then we get the full back story. It'd be just a recreation of this story told from the zombie psychic beaver's point of view, which would be a very interesting
thing. As they're safely on the riverbank, controlling the sharks. In the water,
just watching the whole thing.
Just doing it the whole time.
Look at those idiots walking across that tree over there. Morons.
I would watch that.
As long as they were voiced by celebrity actors, I think I would also watch that.
Okay. So I think that would be a fine way to wrap this up, is that we need to cast the celebrity voices for zombie psychic beavers. Everybody gets to pick a voice, and if you'd like to give a little of the character's backstory, you're welcome to. I'll go first to give you a little time to ponder it. I'm going to say Bobcat Goldthwait as one of the beavers, and he's a misunderstood younger beaver who has always tried to help but has been unsuccessful and is never really successful in his psychic endeavors.
Okay. I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman.
Ooh.
With a beaver named Bob. Yes. A beaver named Bob who is trying to control the overzealous youngster zombie psychic beavers who are bent on the destruction of all of humanity.
Jeans.
He's the moral compass.
We got a strong start here.
I'm just going to go with William H. Macy in his Fargo voice. So he's just going to be like the beaver that bitches a lot. He's just unhappy with how he was brought up and where he's at in life. And, yeah, he's going to say things like, what the Christ, all the time.
Yeah. Christ, all these dams.
All these dams. They're everywhere.
Oh, you know.
All over, please. Yeah. Yeah.
So Heather, we'll leave you to get the final cast member.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought of Jennifer Coolidge, and she's just playing like this very voluptuous beaver, and she's just like, can't we just get these sharks to do it for us? I just don't want to get up today. You know,
I like that.
So we basically
I think sci-fi
can afford
her, too. Yeah.
I would watch this movie. I would enjoy this
right?
movie.
I feel like the only person Sci-Fi Channel couldn't afford would be Morgan Freeman, and I'm sure there's a voice dub for him somewhere.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, we'll package this up and put it in the mail to him. Greatly
You're welcome.
Right. Our gift to you.
Sealed and done.
Excellent. Amazing. Well, unless anyone has additional parting thoughts, I think we can kind of wrap this bad boy up for this evening on a school night.
I'll just say that Myrna has assured me that the sharks ate the beavers. Mm. I don't want to believe that, Myrna. I really don't. The beavers the beavers are controlling the sharks. I like this idea. I'm going to go with it.
I will.
It's already cast. We can't go back on that.
That's right.
Can't go back.
We've already identified four zombie psychic beavers, so clearly it's a thriving community.
Psychic zombievers. It has to be zombievers.
That's right.
Zombievers. I would totally watch that. I want to watch that. That's yes. I really want Gene's character in it. William Macy-esque character. Excellent. Good.
That'd be great.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. This is a blast, guys.
So the bad news for you is there's many other podcasts out there. Jeans and I do Bring Out Your Geek one, and Mel and I do Nurture and Support. So we might be back in touch to have you come back and join us under different auspices if you're.
If
open
I'm
to that.
Free, I'm totally game. Absolutely.
Excellent. Yay!
Yeah. Very, very cool. You guys are great. Thanks for having me. Now I just got to figure out how to get the banner for next time.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, you've earned all the right. banner. So if you would like
to use
the
banner. Oh, thank you. Is it time?
Yes.
Is it time? Did I make it?
I don't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't speak for the group.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
The banner shall be bestowed upon you.
Yes.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
And thanks, everybody. We varied around somewhere around, I don't know, sometimes 10 live viewers, which isn't too bad for right afterwards, and we'll see what happens on YouTube after that. But hopefully some folks enjoyed. If you stayed up late to listen to us, we really appreciate it, and hope you enjoyed the movie,
thanks
for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net. Or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting giants.